Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Most Reverend Bishop Thomas Sinkula from the Diocese of Davenport. He's the guest of the Senator from Muscatine, Senator Lofgren, and the Senator from Scott, Senator Lycum. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Ben Toma from Des Moines.
O God, you spoke and all that is came to be. In the fullness of time, you formed man and woman in your image and called us to tend your garden. You summoned us into right relationship with you, with one another, with our common home. Be with those who serve in this Senate. May their time here be marked by gracious speech, listening hearts, and mutual respect, so that by their work we might catch a glimpse of that kingdom where justice rains down on the land and peace flowers forth, where swords give way to plowshares and all are fed and cared for, where lion and lamb rest together and all your children find welcome. In your most holy name we pray. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Walz, seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. President. Am I in order for a brief announcement and an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I'd like to make just a brief announcement to follow up from my comment yesterday. I want to make clear all lawmakers tonight are welcome, regardless of age, at tonight's Future Caucus reception. I had a couple clarifying questions yesterday, but I want to make clear all of you are invited to join us from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Des Moines Social Club after you are done with the credit unions and the Chamber Alliance tonight. So thank you, and I hope to see you all there. And second, Mr. President, I want to make a brief introduction. Up here in the gallery today, we have members of the Iowa Women's Foundation with us. This foundation works to improve the lives of Iowa's women and girls. They are the only statewide organization working to enhance and improve the economic self-sufficiency of Iowa's women and girls. Through research, grant-making, advocacy education, and community collaboration, IWF works to target and support lasting change for the women and girls of Iowa. Over the last several years, IWF has been focused on statewide research in our rural communities, our small cities, and our urban areas, trying to identify the greatest economic barriers facing Iowa women. The listening tour has taken them to communities like Storm Lake, Fort Dodge, Red Oak, Carroll, Ottumwa, Decorah, Clinton, Marshalltown, Grinnell, Cedar Rapids, and many more. They have identified access to quality, affordable child care as the number one economic barrier for women in our state. And they have identified two primary reasons. First, Iowa has lost 40% of our child care providers over the last 5 years. And second, 74% of children in Iowa under the age of 6 have all of their parents working outside the home, the highest such percentage in America. This group is supported solely by generous gifts from over 700 individuals, businesses, organizations, and foundations across the state. So, Mr. President, and speaking as a member of their board, I hope you'll join me in welcoming the Iowa Women's Foundation to the Iowa Senate.
For what purpose does the Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
I would just like to know, like everybody to be aware that the Iowa Credit Union League's legislative reception is tonight from 4 to 6 o'clock at the downtown Embassy Suites. Thank you.
No other senators seek the floor, so the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, February 20th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Wednesday, February 20th at 9 a.m.
Democratic Caucus immediately in room 24. Democratic Caucus immediately room 24.